Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I have a fantastic one for you today because the world's greatest job ever has become available, and I am putting my hat in the ring to get that job. Okay? Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access, but let's get right into it. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is looking for six people to drive that 27-foot beauty around the country, and I want to apply for that. Oh my gosh, I'm your guy. You wouldn't believe. Think about this. I live by the beach. I would take it to Dog Beach, first of all, with Rosie and her friends Dixie and Bijou. We would introduce the Wienermobile to a whole new class of people. Oh my God, this would be the greatest thing ever. Okay. Now, the Wienermobile has been around for 37 years, guys, and they hire people to drive the Wienermobile around and represent Oscar Mayer. Doesn't that sound fantastic? First thing I would do is I would troll every single Costco with a bullhorn, and I would tell them how, do you really want to eat that when you could eat Oscar Mayer hot dogs? But I am telling you, they have a game plan, a marketing plan. And I'm like, oh my God, this is for real. So I'm putting my hat in the ring as an older gentleman. First of all, the salary is $35,600. You can keep it. I'll donate that to hot dog education. Okay. You have to be social media savvy. Hello. Okay. What do you need? Okay. You need to be able to introduce the hot dog world to a different audience. Now, think about this. Kids and men basically eat hot dogs. I would introduce this to a whole new class of women. All you executives, the Oscar Mayers that are out there, think about this. Your irresponsible aunt, she needs to be introduced to the Wienermobile. So I would take this thing and I would drive it around the country, and there's so much that you could do with this. Now, here's what's crazy. Oscar Mayer last year had the Wienermobile driving all over the place. And they would have wiener weddings. Okay? Hello. Doesn't that sound fantastic? You know where they did this? In Vegas. Oh my gosh. I go to Vegas a lot. We could have wiener weddings. I used to run an event company, guys. I am an expert at this. We could introduce the Wienermobile to an entirely new group of people. I mean, it would be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So they had cakes that were made out of hot dogs. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So, have a good driving record, rarely drink. I would introduce it to women that did drink a lot, though. I mean, I would do that because, I mean, this thing would just be the people that you would attract with this thing, it would be insane. Okay? Would take it to an Angel game. I would drive the 20 states. Now, my agent loved the idea because he wants to do this thing, Where in the World is Dan? And now the thing would be, Where in the World is Dan's Wiener? So we're going to do that. Where in the World is Dan's Wiener? So take the Wienermobile around to 20 states. I'll take the per diem, the daily fee. They're going to pay money for you to eat. Okay, I'll take that. Okay, and put you up in hotels, which would be exciting. Okay, because we would have a very good time with that. But you can keep the salary. Okay. So, does this sound amazing or what? Think of the places that you could take the Wienermobile to. Okay? I mean, I'm serious, guys. This could be the greatest job ever, 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 ever. Do you like to make puns about wieners? Yeah, I do. Just made 15 of them right there. Okay? Again, an older audience that doesn't eat hot dogs, I'm going to introduce it to them. We'd have hot dogs and Chardonnay. Rosé all day. Oh my God, these women would be clamoring for that. Come on, it'd be fun. Okay? How do you like your dog? How do you like your wiener? You know what I mean? Oh my God. I want this job, guys. These people are called hot doggers. And I'm serious, I studied up on this. I read a lot about this. Again, they hire children. Big mistake. You need to hire an adult who knows how to market, who could make this thing fun and have people come out, oh my God, Dan's big wiener's here. Okay? It would be great. It would be the absolute greatest thing ever. Ever, 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 ever. And I would promote Oscar Mayer to no end. Okay? So consider this throwing my hat into the ring. And I want to know what you guys think about this. Would you take this job? Wouldn't that be fun? Think of all the car events that you could go to. You could drive this thing to every car event and introduce the Wienermobile to an entirely different group of people. Okay? You could go to amusement parks. You could go to water parks when the weather gets warm. Plus, I live in California, so come January, man, people are going to start going and getting themselves in the water parks. So think about this. I want this job. I would be a hot dogger. I could be an elder statesman hot dogger. And I'm serious about this. I would totally take this job. Wouldn't that be great? Because I'm sending it. I was texting out to different people last night, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'd meet you in that. So it would be awesome. Okay? So Oscar Mayer, come on. Think of me, Dan and I allegedly, as an elder statesman ambassador for the hot dog. Okay? Drive that Wienermobile all around. We would go to weddings. We would go and have just a great time with that thing. And I am dead serious. They are crazy with this, but I take Rosie with me. She's really well trained. She's fantastic. And she would go and we would drive around the Wienermobile and pick up her friends and have a good time. Let me know what you think. Okay. Throwing my hat in the ring. And have you guys had any jobs like this that you think are kind of different? Okay. Because this would be the best. Okay. Let me know, Oscar Mayer. Now, let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access, VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. And one thing that is more important than ever is your safety when you go online. What a VPN does is it makes it so that from the device that you're on, your cell phone, your tablet, your laptop, and any website that you go to, that you're completely protected. The best place to do this is Private Internet Access. I am telling you guys, do you want a great gift for people? When you buy this for somebody or yourself, it covers your entire household. You could have 20 devices in your house and they're all covered under one account. It's an amazing deal. You get 83% off the price. It's pennies a day to do this. But when you think of all the hacking, they're constantly in the news, you need to get yourself a VPN. You can change your location, different sporting events. I have all these friends. I have clients that come up to me, subscribers, and say, listen, I got the VPN and I can watch different baseball from out of state. I can watch football in different locations. Fantastic. If you want local news or you want to, you know, see things out of the country, like my daughter's into Formula One, you can do that with a VPN with Private Internet Access. Save 83%. Check it out today. Use the link below and sign up. And it does make an amazing Christmas gift for people. Check it out today. I want to remind you guys, this is your last chance to sign up for the Christmas holiday card list. You go to danspromo.com to sign up. It is absolutely free. Everybody gets a digital Christmas card sent out, and then we're randomly pulling prizes, over almost 100 right now, that are going to be given out. And everything, gold, silver, gift cards, cash even. It's fantastic. So please, sign up today. Last chance. Thousands of you have done it. You want to join this list. It's great. And that's last chance to do it. And it's absolutely free. Now, another sign of the times. One thing that people, you know, Dan, it's negative news. No, I want to be a hot dog rep. And also, the economy right now is broken. And Party City, which in August had 850 stores, Party City just filed for bankruptcy. This is tragic, guys. So there are no holiday parties. There's no birthday parties, no kid parties. No, people don't have the money right now to afford to go out and to pay for anything expensive. That's why you need to eat hot dogs from Oscar Mayer, okay? From the Wienermobile. Pass out those wiener whistles. Oh my God, when do I start, okay? You know, could wear an Armani suit for you guys. I mean, we could do the dance on this thing, okay? So, hot dog training, okay? Four hot dogs. Maybe if they had that Wienermobile going around Party City, wouldn't have gone out of business, you know, because more people would be having parties and say, you know what, honey, let's get hot dogs for everybody. Yeah, how about Oscar Mayer hot dogs? You know what, we'll invite the Wienermobile over and have Dan come over. See how this would work out, guys? It's going to sell itself, guys, like magic. But it's tragic because, you know, again, Party City is done. The economy is done. People do not have the money right now. And what you're seeing is you're seeing, you can sit there and play games with the stock market. One day it's down, one day it's up a ton. The economy is broken right now. People are broken. People have no money. The people that come up to me in public, at a woman at the post office this week, and just said, we've completely altered our budget, and it was the best thing we did for our peace of mind and for our happiness, and we don't squander money on anything that we don't need, okay? So you need to live that way right now, guys. We're going to uncertain times right now, and our fearless leaders, you know, some of them care about us, most of them don't, if you saw that budget nonsense that they're trying to pass through right now. So please, it's sad on what's going on. But when you have a store chain like that, that files for bankruptcy. Now, the worst thing was, think about this. Party City, about 2 months ago, it was about 50 days ago, they had a helium supplier that they bought so much helium from the supplier that they bought the helium company. The helium company filed for bankruptcy. So we knew the writing was on the wall for Party City, and now the party's over, okay? So please, you know, let me know what else you think. There's a lot more to cover. And but again, you've got to live a more frugal life. You have to. Now, here's a couple of stories whose timing could not be better. Think about this. SRP Credit Union, which is a federal credit union, they just got hit with a cyber attack where 240,000 people's personal information of the highest level. What does that mean? Are they high level individuals because it's a federal credit union? Or is it just their personal data with their name, address, you know, mother's maiden name, social security, phone number, everything that's detrimental? That was compromised right now. Uh-oh. Well, at least they had the decency to admit it right now. But again, guys, get the VPN. Get it. I don't worry about stuff like this. My data is safe. Constantly change your passwords, do that. Now, another one that's great that was in the news recently because they just wrote down $343 million worth of bad debt was Flagstar Financial. Flagstar Bank had a data breach in 2021 while we were dealing with other stuff and just said it was no big deal, filed a Form 10-K and just got fined $3.5 million because they lied about it because a lot of people were affected by the data breach. Guys, come on. You know, this is ridiculous. And again, if you have a bank that was compromised by this, go and ask questions, demand answers, demand to know what was done. Because what they're going to do is, hey, listen, we were fined $3.5 million, but you get 3 months of free credit monitoring. Who cares? It's like $12 a month, guys. It's nothing. Oh, yeah, you know, I got a second trust deed on my house I never knew about. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. Look at this stuff. Protect yourself today. But this is happening on a daily basis. While you're looking over here, okay, this stuff is happening. So let me know, guys. Anybody bank at Flagstar right now? Because I'm sorry. I really am. A few things to finish this video. First things first, there was a postal supervisor here in Costa Mesa, California. That's the next city over, guys. She was arrested for stealing checks and gold coins and things of value out of the mail. One check was $118,000. She is suspected of stealing $281,000 worth of checks by themselves, plus the gold, plus everything else. There is a gated community called Orchard Hills here in the Irvine area, and 8 houses got broken into behind the gated community at night. Do you guys not have cameras? Some people had Ring doorbells, but here's the thing. You've got a guard in front of the place. How did these robbers get into the community? Who's this person that needs to be interrogated now? Okay? I mean, crazy, 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 crazy. Two quick things to end this video. Think about this. The state of Arizona has just elected to have the curriculum taught by AI. So are teachers gone? Is that it in Arizona? Oh, no. They're too busy right now to do a study plan for children for science, math, and reading. Okay. Thank you. Final stories. There is a company called Card Compliant. And this has been a gripe of mine for a long time. when you have something like a refund for, like, say, a deposit for an apartment, and they cannot find you, that's supposed to get sent to the state that you live in, and then you can go to unclaimed property and collect it. Well, there's a great company called H&M, which, you know, the store chain. They have kept millions of dollars in people's gift cards that weren't used. You know, let's face it, you go get a $100 gift card at Christmas, you spend 80, the $20 just sits there. Well, they kept that money, kept it, never sent it to the state. They just got fined in New York $4.5 million. Thank God. Okay? So please throw my hat in the ring for the Wienermobile. I really want to do that. And waive the salary. You can keep it. Okay? I will donate it for furthering hot dog education with irresponsible women my age. Sounds good. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And I cannot wait until I see Oscar Mayer write me. Okay? I'll see you soon.